Hello and welcome to Heat's We're Obsessed With podcast, where we talk about all the people and stories we're obsessed with in showbiz land this week. We cover everything from celebrity gossip to pop culture updates. It comes out weekly, every Friday. And if you like what you hear here, then the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and go to heatworld.com for all the breaking news. So I'm Jo Parkinson, Heat celebrity editor, and today I'm joined by Lydia Batham, Heat showbiz reporter.
Hello.
And Carl Smith, Heat's digital editor.
Hello, Joe.
So he knows what a meme is. And talking about memes, the first thing that we're obsessed with this week is Harry Styles.
Yes.
His new girlfriend, his new video. Where should we start? Let's talk about the video first.
Right, we need to discuss this video. Sign of the times. The video came out on Monday, nearly a whole month after it first went to number one. So we were kept in an agonising state of suspense.
Yeah.
The premise of the video, very authentic musician. That's the vibe, I feel. So he's looking pensive in a Gucci overcoat in Scotland, which probably cost my entire year's salary, but there you go.
What, the coat? Or
The coat.
Yeah. Probably the trip to Scotland
or
as
the
well.
Trip to Scotland, yeah. Hair blowing in the wind, looking very pensive. Think Scottish Tourism Board promo clip, that kind of vibe. Now, we all know that Harry's talents know no bounds, but in this, he can literally defy gravity.
Yes. He actually flies.
He's flying.
Because the thing is, we got the new single, a big buzz about that, and actually there was lots of pap shots of Harry flying through the air before this video came out, wasn't there? So
we
knew that there was some sort of flying going on in the video, and that's where the memes started, wasn't it?
There's so many memes as well. I mean, come on, as soon as you put Harry Styles in the air, they should have known that there was going to be Harry Potter-related memes.
Exactly. Quidditch player. There was a wrecking ball meme, which is a bit 2013, but totally appropriate.
Peter Pan. And then there was the usual, Harry Styles is God, so of course he can walk on water
and
fly.
Directioners are never ones to hyperbolise anything, are they? Never ones to like over-exaggerate.
I mean, personally, I just thought it was all a bit bizarre. I don't really understand the concept behind it, or unless it is that Harry Styles is God.
He is godlike, not going to lie, but no, I don't really understand.
It didn't captivate me, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know it's been viewed so many times.
Is it 8 million now? Oh, my God.
But it was like like 500 million or half a million within an hour. Not 500 million.
500,000. Half a million within an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the buzz hasn't gone anywhere with Harry Styles,
no,
has it?
No, I guess it's good timing because the album's coming out.
Exactly. Album out on Friday. I can't wait to the whole thing.
No, me neither. Because I've actually really liked everything I've heard so far.
Same.
I'm looking forward to hearing this song, Two Ghosts, which is apparently about Taylor Swift.
Apparently.
Of course he's going to write about her when she's written about him.
My favourite thing so far from this campaign has been the stunt double, a.k.a. the terrifying doll that they kind of hung
that
from the helicopter.
That was so weird. Was that a man with a mask on or was it a doll?
I honestly don't know.
But what we thought was, when you look at the video and you watch him flying, he looks terrified because his body's really stiff. It's not like he's naturally flying through the air. But he's kind of just hanging there.
I'd be bloody terrified, Joe, if I was him.
Then again, I thought that maybe was the point, is that he was just suddenly wandering through the Scottish Highlands and then suddenly started flying. And he was a bit like, oh, what's happening to me?
I don't know. Then he takes off.
It's maybe, a bit of a strange concept for a video, but that's...
There must be some metaphor behind it. We need to find out, don't we?
I think I might have got it, actually, just hearing what you said, Lydia. Maybe that's his life. There he was, just wandering along... Normal old Harry Styles, and all of a sudden, One Direction happened.
Yep.
Catapulted into fame, plucked from obscurity, into our hearts.
I'm slightly obsessed with, because of course he is a ladies' man.
He is.
And has been known to be trouble, as Taylor Swift said. He's got a new girlfriend, and she looks lovely. I thoroughly approve. Tess Ward.
Yeah.
She's a food blogger.
She is.
She's also very cool. She wears really great clothes.
She's
so pretty.
The Instagram aesthetic everybody strives for.
Totally, because she's so natural. She's not like a Kardashian, where it's all plastic and, you know, all bought and paid for and awful fashion. She's got, like, really great fashion.
Well, she dresses a bit like him.
Yeah,
Isn't there a shirt?
She dresses exactly like him. She's been spotted in his Gucci... He loves a good snazzy Gucci shirt, doesn't he, Harry? So he's been spotted in this red floral number, kind of satin-esque, and so is she. So obviously they're dating.
Do you think that's his shirt?
When you wear your BF shirt, you know you're serious.
But it looks like it fits her so well. So they've either got incredibly similar body types
Good point.
As well, or she's had it tailored.
I mean, he's not super skinny. He's quite slight, but not sort of as you'd go, oh, he needs to eat.
Yeah. I don't know. Chances are it's two very different shirts, but...
Well, she's tailored t-shirt. Yeah. But they're dating, and that's all we need
but
to know.
But they're absolutely dating. She sounds like an absolute dream, you know. So can I swat up?
Go on.
So she is 27, so she's a few years older than him. She grew up in Oxford and studied history of art at the University of Leeds.
Oh,
an all-rounder.
Do you know what as well? I thought she looks like she's from a well-to-do family.
I
just got that impression
no,
from her.
I 100%
and then when
agree.
I heard that she was from Oxford, I was like, yeah, rich.
You've just gone, she's a nice girl and Harry deserves a nice girl.
Yeah. But is it going to last? That's the question.
I don't know. Obviously, Taylor Swift didn't last for various reasons. Kendall Jenner didn't last.
Well, obviously, that wasn't going to last.
But do you know what? She seems pretty down to earth as down to earth as you can possibly be as a massively successful author and blogger.
Yeah, but she's not like in any league. She's not in like a Kardashian or a Taylor Swift. So she's thoroughly approve. I think, yeah. I hope
also,
it does last.
Her sort of lifestyle of being a blogger, and it means that she can be wherever in the world, wherever he is, to do that job. It's not one of those ones where they're going to have to separate for months at a time, which has always kind of been the problem that most celebrities say is what breaks them up is their schedules. So maybe she can bend her life to fit around him more.
Carl, with your swatting, have you noticed how much her followers have gone up since?
Do you know what? I haven't. I should have checked that. Actually,
that would be interesting
I?
To see, wouldn't it? To see how many followers she had before the Harry Styles link up.
Oh, yeah. I'll start tracking as of today.
Because wasn't it that, first of all, the story was Harry Styles was texting in a car, so risking the £250 fine and also losing your licence. But it was actually her that he was sitting next to. And then all of a sudden it was like, hang on a minute. Who cares that he's texting in a car? He's got a new girlfriend.
Who
is this mystery blonde that he sat next to?
Apparently there was an instant spark, so I've heard.
Because they bonded over food and fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think well done you, Harry, and let's hope it lasts.
There's been a lot of talk of their ship names as well. So obviously they were with Taylor Swift, there was Hayla. Kendall Jenner, it was Hendel.
Yes.
So people are saying, is it going to be Hess or Tarry?
Tarry.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Can't be Hess.
Hess. It just sounds weird.
Yeah. Not. Yeah. Okay, Tarry's better. Got
Tarry.
Ring.
Okay, we're making that official, guys. It's Tarry.
Tarry, we heart you. We hope you last forever.
We do.
So the other story that I personally love this week, being a mum of two, is the fact that Chris Evans, Captain America, has done bedtime stories on CBeebies. CBeebies, this is incredible, I think. Their celeb booker or their booker have really upped their game.
Yep.
Because they used to just have normal old children's TV presenters. So the types of people that would pop up in children's TV reading stories. Mm-hmm. Then they started, you know, getting soap stars. Then there was the odd pop star. So Robbie did it. And that was a fairly big deal. Then they got Hollywood stars. And then they got Tom Hardy. And the rest is
game changer.
And it was a real game changer. And the Tom Hardy one, I think, just took off, didn't it? Clearly, because we all want to see Tom Hardy.
I'd never heard of it before, naturally, not having any children or any reason to tune into CBeebies.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tom Hardy, I just think, who didn't go crazy for it? And then when he got his dog involved.
Oh my God, I know.
And he looked at the camera and said, now get to bed.
countryside. It's everyone's dreams come true.
Joe, who preferred it, you or the kids?
My kids didn't even watch it. my son's too young. It was just me. Yeah, absolutely.
Get to bed.
Yeah, now get to bed. Okay, Tom.
If I must.
Joe was in bed by 7 that night.
So now Chris Evans has done it, but he has admitted that he didn't have a clue what he was getting himself in for.
I hadn't heard of it, and she just said this is something that it's a big thing out here, and it's she just kind of told me the concept. I thought it was really sweet. Why not?
You know, it also gets people that are very far from being parents excited as well when there's actors into it. It will be probably like the most popular show on TV.
Wow. Oh, God. Now I hope I did a good job. I don't really know what I was doing. I just kind of was, oh, man, maybe I should have watched Tom's first.
You may recognise that voice. That was, of course, Lydia interviewing Chris Evans.
It was,
talking to him about
how was that experience?
Stories.
It was very nice. It's the second time I've interviewed him, actually. And he's a very nice guy. He's quite chill.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Did you manage to keep your cool or were you a bit kind of...
I did. I'd say I did, yeah. I mean, we sort of hang out with these people so much that you kind of have to learn to keep it in check. You always get a little bit nervous. But, you know, you just have to go, okay, I've got to ask my questions. I dropped my sheet of paper in front of him and I had to get up, walk across the room to pick it up. That was a bit embarrassing.
It depends on which Chris it is as well, I think. Because had that have been Chris Hemsworth, would you have felt differently? Or
probably.
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt's probably my favourite of the Chris's.
Yeah, yeah, me too. No, Chris Hemsworth.
I'm gonna say Hemo as well. Yeah. Do people call them Hemo? I don't know.
You do. Your best mate.
Do you know, actually, I've only ever met Chris Hemsworth on a carpet. I think I'd be a bit melty in front of him.
Yeah.
He's just so huge.
He's so godlike. He's Thor, for goodness sake.
Exactly.
So that's Chris Evans doing bedtime stories. I don't think it's going to have the same impact as Tom Hardy, if I'm going to be completely honest. But I do like the fact that film studios have now realised that this is a great way to promote their movies. Yeah. So I bet you we do see Chris Hemsworth doing this, because he's got kids.
Yeah, and apparently they're getting them to do loads at the same time. So they're not just coming in and doing one story. So like Chris Evans would have gone in and done a few stories on that day. So maybe they're going to be like, oh, Chris Hemsworth, if you come in, you do a story.
Because there is another Tom Hardy one, isn't there, coming up?
And I think this is the thing. Like, now, people are actually talking about it in advance. Like, before, I think, like, James McAvoy's done them.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone ever really knew or cared.
No.
And kind of now it's actually getting hype before.
I reckon
that's going to become a real big thing. I'll be intrigued to see who else does it.
Yeah, if you guys could have anybody read you a bedtime story, who would it be?
Oh, my God.
Johnny Depp, circa 1991.
Specific.
Very specific. Yeah. I was more into Johnny Depp in the Jack Sparrow days, which is a bit weird. I actually think that's such a tough question.
Or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Leo would be incredible.
Definite. In fact, yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Circa Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, you've really stumped me. Who would you want to read you a bedtime story?
Joe, I'm going to say Harry Styles.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Good
choice. Those Dorset Holmes Chapel tones. Very soothing.
And he's super fit as well.
Yeah. And that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's all we care about.
Reading you a bedtime story. Yeah. You don't want to go to sleep if Harry Styles sat at the end of your bed, do you?
Or if Leonardo DiCaprio was sat at the end of your bed, to be honest.
No.
Right, so should we move on to the other person that we've been chatting to this week? Is Michael Fassbender, who, I mean, I think I've been obsessed with Michael Fassbender ever since I saw Shame.
I think a lot of people have, yeah. I actually am one of the people that haven't seen Shame, so, you know, I can just... That's probably why I'm less interested in Michael Fassbender.
Do you know what?
But you haven't actually seen that clip from Shame?
No, I haven't. I've managed to avoid this one. Yeah, okay.
Have you not?
No, Joe, I'm sorry.
You need to Google that right now.
I do.
We need to get on the internet, yeah.
So he's back and he's in Alien Covenant. Lovely guy. And in Alien Covenant, he plays a... is he a robot or an alien?
Is he a cyborg?
What is he?
No. I think he's... a creation of man.
This
maybe.
Is not the Empire podcast.
This is definitely not the experts on Alien in any way, shape, or form. I have seen Prometheus, but it was a while ago.
I saw it ages ago and I didn't like it.
I liked it, it was a long time ago now. I guess like 4 years, isn't it?
Sci-fi is not my thing.
Essentially, I feel like, is this potentially a spoiler? Not sure, so just to let you know, might be a spoiler.
Spoiler alert!
There are two versions of Fassbender in this film. Double your money. So he's playing, is it Walter as well? And there's a scene where he has to teach himself to play the recorder.
Right.
Yes.
Like primary school
recorder.
A descant.
Wasn't it? I don't know.
That was a descant, I think, wasn't it? Lydia, you were a recorder player.
I was a recorder player. But...
So that small one is called a descant, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Because then there was tenor and treble.
Yeah, and the treble. Yeah. I used to play those ones. I couldn't reach the bottom C on the tenor.
Because your little finger wasn't long enough.
So he has to teach himself to play the recorder. And we asked him when he found out he had to learn the recorder for this movie.
I think I found out... Well, I found out when I got the script, of course. And so then I had to get sort of busy practicing, which was really a painful experience because it made such horrible sounds, that little whistle. One day I actually heard my neighbor say to his wife, he was like, I hate it when people are practicing instruments for the first time. And I was like, oh, okay. So I put some sellotape in the wind hole and then played it silently from then on.
Oh, so do you think his neighbour knows that he ruined his rehearsals for Alien Covenant?
Yeah, I wonder if they had to re-record the actual recording.
Because he didn't really learn it.
Because he was just blowing into the recorder with
Surely they could have dubbed it over these days.
Yeah.
I mean, descants, I'll use that again, because that is the official term for that small recorder, do have the worst sound in the world. I used to play recorder as well, and I actually got thrown out of my recorder club for playing the recorder through my nose.
How did that work out for you?
Well, it was very funny
for me and my friends. It was absolutely hilarious until I got thrown out of recorder club.
I never played recorder. I feel like that's a general I should have done, shouldn't I?
I thought it was what everyone did at school.
We all did it,
We used to get given, it's quite weird really, when we forgot our recorders for recorder practice, we had to play the ruler.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
To make you look really embarrassed
into bringing your recorder. So you just have to put the ruler up to your mouth and
That's worse than wearing your pants in PE.
I can't believe they made us do that, wasn't it?
They don't do that anymore.
No, they're not allowed.
Yeah, they're not allowed.
Pretty sure that's illegal these days.
Because I did say that to my daughter because I forgot to send her back in with her PE kit. And I was like, you didn't have to play it in your pants, did you? And she went... looked at me like I was
mortified.
A total weirdo. I was like, no, I wore my uniform. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, they don't do that anymore.
Good to know. We were just scarred for life.
Yeah.
In our vests and if you've got your vest, God.
Just your pants then.
Just your pants, lad.
And if you forgot your shoes, you had to borrow them from the lost property. Oh, so you had to wear like
really
old.
One of the worst experiences
of all time. Yeah. But it's back to Michael Fassbender and the recorder story. So I actually haven't seen this film, but so when he plays the recorder to himself, apparently there's this like funny moment where it sounds quite suggestive.
I think it's definitely an innuendo. It's something along the lines of hold it tight and blow into it. Something along those lines.
So we did wonder whether he was worried about memes being made from this.
No, never thought of that, because I don't even know what a meme is. Is that something that repeats itself over and over? Because or is that a gif?
That's a gif, isn't
it? That is a gif.
Yeah.
How do you
What is a meme,
a
Carl?
Meme?
Come on, digital editor. What is a meme?
It's so difficult to describe a meme.
Isn't it? Yeah. What is the definition of a meme? Something that lives on the internet forever.
I'm going to say it's a cultural zeitgeist that has been, I don't know. What is a meme? I don't know.
Isn't it worrying that we all talk about memes and we love memes, but we don't know exactly
what a meme
how
is.
To describe a meme?
Do you know what? I really want to Google what a meme actually is.
I think
is.
It's something along What's the lines the of like, it just is something that like lives forever on the internet.
Or is it when you take a picture out of context and add your own funny caption?
Do you know what? So I'll tell you what a meme is.
Go on.
According to Wikipedia.
Go on.
A meme is a neologism coined by Richard Dawkins. It's an idea, behaviour or style that spreads from person to person within a culture. I mean, there you go.
Okay, we'll just call it a meme anyway.
Yeah. It doesn't feel the right way to describe a meme, even if it's technically the right way.
Because memes are so funny and that's really not funny at all. No. Well, talking of memes, there's been a few memes about Katie Price this week.
It's all kicking
off. So is she in trouble or what? What's going on?
Well, she was nearly in trouble. As always, as is day-to-day behaviour for her. She was spotted with a mystery man in Miami on Friday. There were quite grainy pictures. Hanging by the bar, taking selfies and looking generally cosy with this man. Essentially me in Soho on any given Friday.
Yeah, but you're not married.
No, exactly. Well, this is the thing. So obviously she's married to Kieran Haler.
Yeah, who cheated on her.
With that older woman. Yeah, I know. Mm.
That was really lucky, wasn't it?
It was a very public debacle. Yeah. There has been talk. She's out there recording a new reality show. So some people are wondering whether or not it's just purely for the cameras.
Mm.
He's broken his social media silence, kind of. So he posted a pic of some muddy boots by the lake, all very cryptic, with the caption, "Sometimes you have to take a minute, sit down and clear your head," with 6 exclamation marks. I don't know what that could mean. Any ideas?
Because he's like, Katie, what are you doing in Miami without me?
Yeah, probably. I'm a cynic when it comes to this kind of stuff. I think everything with these two is planned, plotted. You know, we're all designed to be reading into this because that's exactly what she wants.
Yep.
So he's by a pond because it's convenient. It's a good place to think.
It wasn't a great Instagram. It could have done with a filter, to be honest.
Do you know what?
It was more of a story. It was more story worthy than Instagram post.
Wasn't well taken as well. Like, if you're going to get by a pond, take it well.
Exactly.
I'm just surprised anyone still cares. I really am, honestly. And you know what? I really like Katie Price.
Props to them.
Props to them. Yeah. No, not props to them. Props to Katie.
Yeah, props to Katie. Yeah.
She's the original reality TV star.
Do you know what she's doing?
She's now actually posted not one, but two very loved up selfies with Kieran since. She's back home. So
they're all happy. It all seems everything's fine. Yeah.
Marvellous. What channel's her TV show on?
No idea. Exactly. I'm going to say ITV, maybe.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's like...
Oh, lower.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I was going to say, I'm not going to name the channel that I think it's on, because...
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not burn all our bridges.
Yeah.
Finally, Meghan Markle and Harry, the first public photos.
I love
when
them.
He was playing polo. I love them too. I love the fact they're a couple. I'm a big fan of Prince Harry. I'm a big fan of the royals in general.
Me too.
Prince William too. Not Prince William, Duke of Cambridge. But these two, yeah, it looks like it's getting more and more serious. And she's not... She's totally different from every other girl that he's been with, isn't she? And they've really kept their relationship under wraps. They haven't even been sent out in public apart from last weekend when they were playing polo.
And even then, it's like, you know, we're really looking around the corner of a car, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's quite hidden, the pictures, which is quite nice. I like that. It's, you know...
It
makes it seem like it's much more genuine and real and it means something to them.
Yeah, they asked for privacy they're not kind of doing the polar opposite, which a lot of celebs do, and cry for privacy and then kind of sell their souls to whoever.
Exactly.
I quite like that they're doing it that way.
And it was really unusual that he took that decision to go, you know, immediately to make that statement, you know, leave her alone, leave us alone.
Yep.
And I ask you very nicely, and everyone has pretty much. Obviously, the less you say, the more people want to know, though.
True.
The only thing I can't see her as is a princess. I don't know why.
I agree.
I think she's got a tough choice to make because she's obviously really successful career-wise. And I think, I don't know, to me, the royal life doesn't seem that appealing. You know, I look at Kate and all the functions and things that they have to go to and how you just completely give your life over to it. I think deep down, like, she's going to have a hard choice to make at some point. And maybe that's why they just want to enjoy this normal stage where they can just be like any other couple before they have to go out and about and, you know, parade around all these different venues.
Would she still be able to continue to be an actress if she was
a
princess? Would she still be in suits?
Does she have to? Does she have to become a princess? I don't know what... I know that he's obviously... Now he's further down the line, isn't he? Because he's got George and Charlotte ahead of him in the hierarchy of the royal family. So maybe it's less relevant.
Yeah, maybe they're more lax. I don't know what the rules were before. Maybe they're allowed to just kind of do... allowed to do whatever they want to do.
They pretty much do.
I think they do. They have to, because it didn't go well when they didn't.
No, exactly. And my friend was like, God, I can't imagine, you know, her coming into that life, having to watch them play polo. I think polo looks quite exciting, actually.
Same. Yeah, me too. And, like, there's the polo that in my house that happens every summer, and I've never been, but it always looks fun.
I would love to go.
Yeah.
It's the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Exactly.
You look at the people who were there last weekend,
and
it was rich and famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You need money, don't you?
So we won't be invited anytime soon.
We'd be able to afford one time's drink and then cry over the price of it.
Do we think a wedding is on the cards?
I don't know. That's the thing. It feels like it's really serious, but I can't imagine them getting married.
But it's early days, but then they are both in their sort of mid-30s, aren't they? And I think people move quicker the sort of older you get. It's not like Kate and Wills, who were 20, you know, they're like teenagers basically when they met and got together. They are older, and I think maybe there's more chance that they will marry quicker.
That's a good point. I actually sort of thought of them in their 20s, but they're not, are they?
No, they're not.
No, I still feel like that. I would love another royal wedding, though.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't we all?
And I think they need something to come up soon, don't they, really, the royal family, to keep us in good spirits, because we've had babies the last few years.
Yeah, we have.
You know, we kind of need another big royal event to keep us loving them. So,
we'd love another day off.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Could they actually put it? I'd be happy if they got married some point between August and December, because there's no public holidays in that time. 4 months, pretty much.
So Harry and Meghan, if you're listening, maybe not this year, but next year.
Yeah.
If you could just time it between August and December, that would be
lovely.
Yeah,
we're thinking like an October wedding.
Yeah, perfect.
October 2018.
Yeah, October, yeah. Whilst it's still a little bit warm.
Yeah. Autumnal, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Great, well, that's sorted then.
What do you think? They'd have to get married here, wouldn't they? She wouldn't be able to get married in America.
Oh, yeah, no, they can't get married in America.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Is she Canadian or American?
She's American, but she lives in Canada because her suits is filmed.
Wow. That's what we've been obsessed with this week. I'm sorry if we've rambled on slightly, but I'm sure you've been obsessed with some of those stories too. Just to recap, the podcast is Heats. We're obsessed with it. Comes out weekly every Friday. And if you like what you hear here, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can go to heatworld.com for breaking news. We'll see you next week.
Hey.
We're going to do a lot of editing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether Lucy said she was going to edit that or not. Thanks, Chris. She's great.